Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and we're going to do a little bit something different, and I do it from time to time. Normally, folks know if they tune into the show on a regular basis that this is the one that we do that's called the State House Report. We're going to do something different. Actually, we have a fantastic woman who's going to be here. I call her like an entrepreneur. Her and her husband are also great photographers, but that's another story for another day. We have Denise Goldsberry who's here, and she has a fantastic little product that I believe that she took over someone who used to do this business in regards to lip balm. Isn't that correct, Denise?
That's part of the story, Kevin.
Well, give me the whole story. That's why you're here.
Sure. So, first of all, how are you this
Pretty
evening?
Good. Pretty good. Welcome to Monday Night Talk.
Thank you. It's great to be here. So what I took on was it's a personalized lip balm product.
Thank you.
I don't make the lip balm, but I design and make the labels and I put them together. They're all customizable. And how it started was we used to buy them from a company for our other company as a product to in advertising.
Well, what's your other company so folks know?
Oh, well, it's our photography company, Photo by Joe Goldsberry.
Great guy, by the way.
Thank you. I like him. And so we would use these personalized lip balms with our photographs on them for wedding shows, etc. And the company, suddenly she just said, hey, I'm closing up. If you need to buy any extra supplies, whatever's left over. She was out of state. Great lady. And it just dawned on me, well, someone needs to fill that void. And I did all of my research and kind of just took it on myself, kind of from scratch, really. I didn't buy the company from her.
Mm. But you basically took the concept and you've kind of expanded upon it.
Exactly. I did all my research on the concept itself. I do it some things differently than she did, but the basic concept is the same. Built my own website, Facebook page.
And you're local, too.
And yes, we're right in Whitman, Mass., so very local.
And it's gone from, I believe when you first started, you had a singular flavor to, I believe that you have multiple flavors?
I did start with three basic flavors.
Okay.
Cherry, mint, and vanilla. Okay. Very basic. We added a plain flavor specifically for one company that wanted to order plain on a regular basis for a hairdressing company. And I've recently added five new, like, exciting, fabulous flavors that are just, like, flying off the shelves because they're so different, but they're so good-smelling.
Okay. Do you know what the flavors are off the top of your head?
Yep. We added in root beer, which is just, it's like drinking a mug of root beer.
I've been putting that on every 5 seconds for crying out loud.
Seriously.
Big fan of root beer.
Root beer, bubble gum, watermelon, coconut.
I'd be putting that on every 5 seconds,
too. Well, the coconut's really summery.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Grape. Oh, the grape is like...
It's another one that I would be putting on every 5 seconds.
It's the strongest, most wonderful grape smell you ever came in contact with.
Right. So what's the feedback? Because you were kind enough to make some for us here at ATD when we had a big open house, and you were kind enough to bring some of those. And I think you might have even done some for Monday Night Talk.
I think I did.
Yep.
So the feedback's been pretty good because it's such a personalized, unique product.
Mm.
We can put pretty much anything on the label, except for copyrighted information, unless we have permission from the copyright owner.
Right.
But most of the lip balms that I make are custom anyway. I make them myself right from scratch. I buy the clip art. I come up with some sayings. Some people use them basically just as their business card, so that's the only information on them.
Right.
It's sort of a swag, if you will, for wedding vendors, open houses, commerce shows. But on a smaller scale, we also do things for baby showers, birthday parties, wedding favors, things like that.
So you've really expanded from the small, you know, because I remember when you first started. Now, where did the concept come? Who's Maddie? Who is this Maddie?
Oh, well, we should mention that. The name of the company is Maddie Loves Lip Balm. And the reason I came up with that is Maddie is my granddaughter. She's currently 3 years old, but she was 2 years old when this started. And I just have the most fabulous picture of Maddie the day that I took some lip balm out of her hand that she was basically eating. And the picture tells the whole story. The picture is on the website.
Okay.
So if they go to MaddieLovesLipBalm.com, to the About Us page, they'll see this fabulous photograph of Maddie. And the whole idea was, wow, Maddie really loves lip balm, because she didn't like us taking it away from her.
See, I think that's a kind of a fantastic concept.
Now, how
do you think you would do if you were going into the Shark Tank? And I like that. That's actually one of my new favorite shows where, you know, where people go in looking for some kind of help to grow or expand their business. Have you ever watched Shark Tank?
I have seen Shark Tank. I saw the Cupcake People locally on that. That's a great show.
Okay. So how do you think you would do if you went in to talk to them about your product and having them be partners with you?
I have thought about it a little bit, but not extensively.
Really?
Not to actually go on it, but I have thought about it. I think we all do if we have a small business and you watch that show. I think it would probably be a go, most likely, because it is slightly unique in that you can get mass-produced personalized lip balms, but they're just not the same as a small company that's doing them themselves, not in a big conveyor belt that can be off-center and, you know, possibly a lesser lip balm product itself. Our lip balms are all natural.
Right.
And it's a
local mom and pop business.
It really is. It truly is.
How does that feel to you, knowing that? Because the mom and pop businesses are, you know, these days you have to fight with, you know, the big corporate giants that will come in. Although yours is so specialized that I don't think that you'd have to worry. I don't think you have a bigger name box store that would want to come in here and go, we're going to take this over. You don't have to worry about that.
Right. And the mom and pop aspect is really actually that you've asked me directly. It's awesome. It's really cool. Mm. I would encourage anybody who has a small little idea, if they can think they can try to do it for a small business, it's a really, really great feeling. Mm. I still remember the first sale. I remember the first big sale. You know, I remember all these little milestones, and I've only had the company for just under a year. The whole mom and pop small business part of it is just, it's fabulous. It really is.
And that's the idea of that was the idea. The idea isn't so much to advertise that you're doing this, but so much the success story and the niche that, you know, you've created. I mean, I was kind of blown away when you're like going, hey, can you kind of, you'd asked me to get you some kind of a template to use so that you could create a couple for Monday Night Talk. And then you did some for AATD. I really thought that it was a very cool product.
Well, I really, really enjoy making the proofs for people. And I've gotten such good response from all the ones that if someone just gives me just their logo and then I work around it, or just their business information, or just the baby's name for a baby shower. And the response, it's a really good feeling when they say, oh, that's awesome, that's fabulous. It's just great.
What are you looking to? Are you looking beyond what you've already done? Could there be other things that you do with this down the road? Or is it you're happy with where it's at this moment? You're going to stick with it?
I've had suggestions. I've had people suggest other things
such as
water bottle labels, labels on the Hershey Kisses. But I really am happy with just concentrating on the one item. I enjoy the lip balms. They're a good product. And I really...
Maddie does too.
Maddie loves them. You have no idea. Her favorite is root beer right now.
Okay.
But no, I really enjoy concentrating on just doing those labels, the one product. I don't have any plans on adding or expanding.
Again, we're speaking with Denise Goldsberry, and she, of course, is the owner of Maddie Loves Lip Balm, a personalized lip balm. Folks want to find out more about the products. How can they find out more? Do you have a website, Facebook?
Well, the website is very simple, www.maddielovesLipBalm.com.
And what's the correct spelling of Maddie, just in case?
M-A-D-D-I-E.
Just in case, because some folks might...
There are different ways.
They would think that there would be a Y in there. We want to let folks know that. I want to thank you so much for being a part of, to kick off our show this evening. Anything you want to say in closing?
Well, thank you for having me in. I really do appreciate it. And I am going to leave you, Kevin, with some of the new flavors, because I don't think that you've been able to experience the root beer and the other new fun flavors. So I'm going to leave you with some samples of those.
Fantastic. And again, the website, if folks want to find out more about Maddie Loves Lip Balm?
MaddieLovesLipBalm.com. And on Facebook, it's just Maddie Loves Lip Balm. Easy to find.
Excellent. We're going to step aside. And we thank you, Denise, for being here.
Thank you.
And when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.